Hi, this is Tara Kirkpatrick with The Review, and I'm here today with Kathleen Sauvé. Kathleen is a young singer-guitarist from Green Valley, Ontario, and she's here to talk to us a little bit about her aspiring music career. Kathleen, when did you start playing music?
I started playing music seriously about 3 years ago.
And how old were you at that point?
I think about 11 years old.
Wow, and how? What made you decide to get serious?
Well, my dad plays the guitar, so I've always been singing with him and stuff when I was little. And so one summer, one of my mom's friends heard me sing, and he said, well, maybe you should join this competition. And so I auditioned for it, and then I got accepted in the competition, and so it just kind of snowballed from there.
What was the competition?
It was called Galerie Révélation. And it was basically like this big show. Like over the summer, we would practice and do all these workshops. And then at the end, there was this big show at Théâtre Saint-Denis in Montreal.
That must have been an amazing experience.
Yeah, it was.
Were you one of the youngest ones there? Was it for you?
There were different categories. And so there was a younger category, which was just like, they didn't sing. They were just kind of walking around the stage.
Okay.
And so then there was my category, which was, I think, mini révélation. So it was like from 10 to 13, I think. And then there was the older categories.
And how did that change your how you perceive music?
It changed a lot. I think I gained a lot of confidence in that competition. And so after the competition, I started taking lessons and doing all this other stuff.
And where do you take lessons?
I take singing lessons from Katie Smith, and I learned guitar with Brian Sleepenbeek.
And where are they based?
Alexandria.
Okay. And what kind of music do you find reaches out to you? Or I've heard a little bit of your music. You seem to have quite a blasting voice with a lot of Adele influences and some gospel and some like bluesy sound.
Yeah.
Is that where you want to aim?
Yeah. I'd really like to, do rock music and blues and all that stuff. Yeah.
Who are your biggest influences? Who are your favorite musicians?
The Beatles.
Really?
Yeah, I love the
Beatles.
I wasn't
expecting that one. Is that dad's influence? Was that growing up at all?
No,
mom?
Not really. I don't think so. He introduced me to a lot of classic rock music, though.
Okay. And what's your favorite of the Beatles songs? They have quite a selection.
Oh, it's so hard to choose. I really like Hey Jude and Blackbird. Those are some of my favorites.
Those are some great songs. When did you first hear them? Was it a long time that you've loved the Beatles?
Well, a little while, yeah. Yeah. So now I just listen to a whole bunch of their songs. Yeah, I usually listen to them on a vinyl.
That's really cool. Yeah. What do you prefer about vinyl?
I don't know. It's just kind of better.
You're a purist. And other musicians? Are there others in your repertoire?
I really like Journey and CCR, Janis Joplin.
Those are some great music influences.
Yeah.
And what grade are you in now?
I'm in grade 9.
And what school are you going to?
Holy Trinity.
And that's in Cornwall?
Yeah.
And have you been going to Holy Trinity for a long time?
2 days.
2 days. Well, this is definitely a life-changing moment.
Yeah.
What do you think so far?
I really like it. It's fun. It's really different from the school I used to go to.
And which
my
school?
Elementary school. Iona Academy.
Okay.
Yeah. So Iona was really small, and then Holy Trinity is really big.
Yeah. <It's> dramatic.
Yeah.
And when you were in elementary, did they have a music program there as well?
Well, I used to play guitar at like the masses and stuff like that. So I played guitar pretty often.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Are you looking to join a band? Are there other people who perform with you, or do you tend to solo?
Often, there's Noel Campbell. He plays the cello with me often.
That must make for a beautiful sound.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And is he of your age as well?
I think he's in grade 12 now.
Okay. And where do you hope to go with your career next? Like, what's your next phase?
I really hope to write songs and so that I can build up an EP.
Sounds like a good step in the right direction.
Yeah.
I see that you're going to be joining us for 50 Plus Attitude in October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm really excited for that.
What kind of songs can we expect to hear you be performing there?
Some classic rock and some new songs as well. a lot of blues and rock.
Can't go wrong with that combination.
Nope.
Have you written any music of your own? You mentioned you'd like to become a songwriter.
I'm in the process of writing a song right now. So, yeah.
What influences you in your writing? Do you find that you draw it from experience? Is it stuff going on at school and life and friends?
I'm just writing my first song right now. So it's kind of like we're not really done with the lyrics.
That's okay.
At all. So, yeah.
It's an amazing thing to be able to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're just kind of going with the flow for the lyrics and stuff like that. Yeah.
And what made you decide on guitar over the other instruments? What drew you to that instrument?
Well, as I said, my dad played the guitar, and so I really wanted to learn. Yeah, and I thought it would be a good instrument to accompany myself with singing.
And was dad your first teacher of guitar?
He tried to teach me, but then we decided that it'd be best if I got like a guitar teacher. So, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. And I hear that your guitar has a name?
Yes. Her name's Marilyn because she's blonde. Yeah.
That's a suitable name.
I thought it was a suiting name. Yeah.
And do you play with your dad? Do you often practice together?
We actually are playing at an event in Alexandria soon. I think it's a fundraiser for the MCM Festival in Alexandria.
That's fantastic. When is that coming up?
September 27th? Yeah, so September 27th.
And do you know what the location is?
At the fraternity.
Awesome. That sounds like a great opportunity for you to practice and to perform and for some people to get a good chance to hear your amazing talent.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And what are some of your other interests? What are you involved in?
I like skiing in the winter.
Who doesn't? Yeah. That's such a great sport.
Yeah.
And I know you've mentioned your dad is very musical.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other members of your family? Is your mom musical as well? Do you have siblings?
My mom likes to listen to the music. Yeah.
That's great. You have a walking entourage.
Yeah.
Are you looking at going to any colleges later on? Like, is your long-term dream?
Mm-hmm. I'd really like to make a job out of my music. So whether that be being a famous rock star or just being like a music teacher, I'd really like to incorporate music into my future job.
And can we expect to hear you on Canadian Idol? Are there any other big music competitions you can see yourself trying out for?
Maybe. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens.
It's okay. You're 14. You have time.
Yeah.
Would you be able to perform a song for us?
Yeah, sure.
Can you tell us which one?
So I'll do some a new song that just came out. It's X's and O's by L. King.
Awesome.
Well, I hid me a boy, turned him into a man. I showed him all the things that he didn't understand. Oh, and then I let him go. Oh, now there's one in California who's been cursing my name, 'cause I found me a better lover in the UK. Until I made my getaway. One, two, three, they gonna run back to me, 'cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep.
One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave. Exes and the O's, they want me. Like a girl, they want me. To make them all, they want to let go. Exes and O's. Had a summer lover down in New Orleans. Kept them warm in the winter, left them frozen in the spring. My mind, oh, how the seasons go by. And I get high and I love to get low. And so the hearts keep breaking and the heads just roll. You know, that's how the story goes. One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. Cause I'm the best baby that they ever gotta keep. One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave. Exes and the O's, they want me. Like a girl, they want me. To make it more, they and O's. One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. We're coming over mountains and sailing overseas. One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave. My exes and the O's, they want me. Like a girl, they want me. To make it my own, they won't let go. Exes and O's.
That was pretty incredible. You have a set of pipes.
Thank you.
I think that was amazing.
Thank you so much.
So what's next? Like, what is your next point? Yeah. I mean, you mentioned you have a few gigs this fall. Are you looking for other work? Is this something you want to expand?
Yeah, I'd really like to do some more events and fundraisers to just get my name out there.
Are you working on a CD? Is this something you see yourself recording, either something for YouTube? Would you be open to?
Yeah, I definitely see myself recording a CD. So that's why I'm trying to work on writing songs this year so that I can do like an EP and a CD and all that.
And is there a place where people can follow you online?
Yeah, I have a Facebook page and it's just Kathleen. And also a Twitter account. Also Kathleen Sobe.
Easy to find. Yeah. I like it. We'll be posting the links as well on the Reviews website so that people can help track you down.
Yeah.
And I see that your mom and dad are here tonight with us. They look like some pretty proud parents tonight.
Yeah, they're really supportive with my music.
And do you have siblings? Is this a musical talent going through the family?
Yeah, I have an older sister. She lives in Halifax. And a brother, and he's 2 years older than me.
And are they musical as well?
They both used to play piano, and they don't know.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So definitely looks like there was some influence all through the family.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, thank you very much for sharing.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Could we get maybe one more tune from you tonight? Maybe one of those Beatles favorites? It's up to you, whatever you would like to perform.
I'll do another rock song.
I like it.
About Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, mama told me when I was young, come sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say. And if you do this, it will help you some sunny day. Hand me a simple candle, man. Will be something you'll love and understand. Hand me a simple. Won't you do this for me, son, if you can? Forget your lust for the rich man's gold. All that you need always in your soul. And you can do this, oh, baby, if you try. All that I want for you, my son, is to be satisfied. Hand me a simple candle, man. Oh, be something you love and understand. Hand me a simple, oh, be a simple man. Won't you do this for me, son, if you can? Boy, don't you worry, oh, you'll find yourself. Follow your heart, oh, and nothing else. And you can do this, oh, baby, if you try. All that I want for you, my son, is to be satisfied. Hand me a simple candle, man. Oh, be something you'll love and understand. Oh, baby, be a simple. Won't you do this for me, son, if you can?
Kathleen, that was amazing.
Thank you so much.
That was another incredible song by Kathleen Sophie on 88.7 Van Cleek FM. Kathleen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We wish you the best of luck with your singing.
Thank you.
So you can hear Kathleen Sauvé at the upcoming 50 Plus Attitude.